If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Then right now on the Music Hypebeast podcast, coming to you live right now from the studios of 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. Make sure that you download the iHeartRadio app to your TV, your phone, or your tablet and type in 99.7 space The Heat, DAHEAT, Miami, and pull up our station. Save us as your favorite. The cool thing about 99.7 The Heat Miami, we play the dopest music in EDM, pop, hip-hop, R&B. We also play uncut diamonds in the world of indie artists. Actually, one of the artists I'm talking to today, he has one of the most requested songs on there called We Won. So I'm real excited about that. I'm honored, super honored to be speaking to my brother, Tez 4OEZ. Tez, what's good, family? Welcome to the Music Hypebeast podcast.
What's up with you?
Doing good, brother. Doing good, man. You happy to be here, brother?
Man, definitely. Happy 4th of July, man.
No doubt about it, man. You got a little bit of background noise, by the way, FYI.
All right.
No problem. So let's tap right into it. Tez, you're in a game where the odds are stacked against you because you have to create everything. You have to ensure that your music, your brand is constantly and demand. There's no guarantees that you're going to make it. And you're in a game where there's so many wolves. It's 90% business, 10% music, and it's always changing. Why are you willing to bet on yourself at the highest level regarding music?
Man, because I know my worth. I know what I'm capable of if I really put my all into this. And I look at this different. It's a different focus for me. So I don't come at this like this a job. This is what I do. Like when I feel good, bad, any emotion, I'm going to go get it. Like this is what I really want to do. So this is what it's really about.
Devin, let me ask you this. When did the switch happen when you started to actually, like, say, I'm going from my legal name, my government name, to going to my artist name? Like, when did the switch happen where you started to take music seriously as a recording artist?
And so I started taking it seriously as far as the logistics and all that, and making it a business was a lot of situations, a lot of separate situations that really had nothing to do with it. It was like the losing family members and losing friends to the lifestyle I was engaging in all the time. And I feel like I needed a change. I needed to make something happen for my peoples. Like, I felt like I was repeating the same cycle. So,
right.
Do you have a particular
moment where that you can relay to the audience of when, you know, it's kind of like a reflection moment. Like you say, you know what, I'm going to do this. Like you have a moment that you can recall to tell the audience about as far as when did you like mentally bookmark, this is where I'm going to start this journey at.
Mainly when I was in prison, to be honest. Like I was doing it hard before prison, but after prison, it gave me a more sense of hunger to it because I felt like I wasn't going through all this for nothing. Like something gonna come up out of this. And I locked that in my head in the beginning of my being. Like, I'm going to make something up out of all this stuff that I'm going through. And it's the same purpose I'm going for today. And that was years ago.
Let me ask you this. When it comes to your influence in music, when did the influence in music start to happen in your life? Like, how young were you when music started to become an interest to you, for you?
Oh, man. It hit me for real when I was like 12. It really been my whole life for real. But as far as like it really getting into me, like I became a super fan of music, period, when I was like 11, 12, like when I was younger.
And what were some of the musical influences for you coming up as far as in hip hop?
Hip hop, it was all about Boosie, Webby, Gotti, Gucci Mane. Like I'm a Gucci Mane fan die hard, so I was like really like everything Gucci while I was riding around. I'm riding around with Gucci. Like that was my go to.
No doubt. What about Gucci inspired you? Like, was it more so what his delivery, his lifestyle? Like, what were some of the significant things about Gucci?
At the time, it was really all of it. You know, I feel like he could relate to, I can relate to him in a lot of ways as far as what he was going through with legal battles and straight mental battles. Because I end up reading his book, and it's a lot of things that I was straight relating to. I wasn't even knowing that that's what I really locked into his music, and I love his music. Like that's some good music to me, and it was like relatable to my lifestyle at the time.
Coming up.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Your childhood plays a big role in who you are. Your childhood always follows you, no matter how old you were. Give us a little snapshot, a little 60-second snapshot into what was like life on the positive side of you growing up.
On the positive side?
Like, what were some of the positive elements of your childhood, things that you remember that brought a smile to your face?
I used to like going to places, certain places, if I'm getting out of the neighborhood, any type of stuff like that, like Six Flags or something. I was a simple kid. Like, I ain't wanting much. For real, the new game that came out, like, you being in the neighborhood or in poverty neighborhood as a child, you don't really look at like, oh, I'm from the neighborhood, I'm from this poor area. You don't look at it that way because you're a child. Like,
right.
I just wanted the new game. I wanted them new Jordans that came out. That was like my mind frame. Like it would be the light of my life at that time. Stuff like that. And my mama, like, I had a good mama. Like, a lot of people couldn't say that in the neighborhood. Like, she was really on me. Like, she was on me for real. Like, so it was, she really kept me focused on track when I was losing track. You know, but you know how they go. It takes a village.
Mm-hmm. You grow up with, like, siblings or like, you the only child?
It was six of us in the house.
Okay. How difficult was that?
Yeah. You know how that go. Fighting, kicking it, chilling. You ain't gonna never be bored.
You got that right. Let me tap in this part. Childhood plays a big role. We're talking about that right now on the Music Hypebeast podcast. But overall, when you got into high school, what type of person were you?
Honestly, I was the troublemaker. I was that not saying nothing in the classroom type of guy in the back. Don't want to ask no questions, none of that. Like, really getting into it. As soon as we got to class, I'm into it with somebody. Like, that was just the whole basis of it.
Mm-hmm. You are a storyteller. One of your songs, We Won, is one of the requested songs on our radio station. I want to ask you something about lyricism. When you are putting together music, that's part of your soul, as I like to say. Kind of like when I write articles about artists, part of my soul goes with the artist because I'm creatively digging into the depths of my gift to write about the artist. When you are creating lyrics, tell the Music Hypebeast audience, reveal to us your inspiration. Like, how do you, like, where does it come from? For you to go from your mind to the paper, like, where do you pull your experience, your inspiration from?
A lot of my music be a reflection of either what I've been through or what the people around me have been through, because I know they're going to feel it because it's authentic regardless. I'm just painting a picture a lot of times. So I just paint a picture of my environment. So if I'm talking about a certain subject, I really get into that moment of, you know, what I smelt at that moment, what it looked like at that moment, like what I was listening to. I really get into that moment, mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like it comes out great in my music because I really get into that.
When you think about, like, when you think about music in itself, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, like, when you think about music, you think about how you feel about it personally. Like, explain to the audience why your passion behind music. Like, how has it transformed your life?
It transformed it, like, drastically. Because one thing I learned the hard way the first time is, like, you can't be, like, 100% into the streets and any other percent somewhere else. That's why people out there not being, like, real dads and all that, because you gonna have to be 100% out there, because it's people that's out there that's going to outmove you out there. So if you're not in that, you should step back. If anybody listens, step back right now, because like it's people out there 100% out there every day. So I had to make a decision, because music is the same format. You need to be 100% into it, because it's people out there that's really 100% into it. And if you're not doing it, it's like you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time because all your efforts is going to go halfway because you gave it half of it. Like that, I came into that mentality and really had my purpose, you know, linked with everything I'm doing.
Let me ask you this question, Ted. It's kind of important. Well, all of them important, but did you really know your dad much?
Yeah, I did. He was around most of the time, but he ended up getting locked up when I was, 15, 14, and he did 15 years.
How did that impact you?
At the time, I was on some, not current type of attitude about everything. But, looking back now, I do feel like I cried a lot at that time. I didn't show no emotion, but I feel like a lot of the patterns and how everything conspired, like when I was younger, like I feel like I did, and I just didn't express it like a lot of us do. I didn't express it. I kept moving. You know how everybody teach you when you're a kid, like, you better not cry, you better keep going. So that's how my mentality was with everything. We ain't going to talk about it or grieve about it. Now we just move on, like, type shit.
Do you have a relationship with him today?
Yeah.
How does it make you feel now?
Oh, man. It feel good.
Let me ask you this question. You've done a lot of things in life, positive, negative. When you look in the mirror now, nobody around, just you and your government name, I want you to tell the audience, what do you see in yourself? I mean, just be honest. Like, what do you see in yourself as a black man, as an entrepreneur, as an artist? Are you a father?
Yes, I am.
And as a father, what do you see in yourself? Like, what do you really see?
As a father?
Overall. Just when you stare in the mirror, 5 a.m, just you, like, what do you see in yourself?
Man, I see strength. I see hunger. I see a person that been through a lot and still smiling. And I see a person that's at the top of, what he need to be. Like, and this ain't even financially. I'm talking about, like, spiritually. It's like where I need to be, like. This is why I need to be mentally, like, this is why I need to be, like, not saying that I don't learn everything, because I still got more to grow, but it's that's what I see at this time.
When it comes to being a father, being that you've had to go through incarceration, you made it out of there alive. So salute to you for being a survivor. Let me just tell you that now. Give you flowers on that. How precious is life to you now?
Ah, very precious. Every move I make is calculated. I don't do nothing without, treating it like a chess move. Everything. And it's showing improve every day, like, because, I'm coming out in a new world. So, like, you really got to just jump in that water and bump your head a lot of times, because this world is wicked. And, I'm from St. Louis, so ain't nobody really elevating nobody out here. They'll be with you. They'll rock with you if you on some stupid stuff. But if you on any type of, hey, I'm trying to get this LLC and do all that. Hey, they gonna, it's a whole different vibe you gonna get. So it's like, you gotta protect your energy every day up in here. So that's just what I do.
You from St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
How you feel about your city, and what is there? How do you view St. Louis' place in hip hop culture?
How I view it in a lot of ways, because we got so much talent. I've been around, like I don't look at the industry and who are on the charts as the St. Louis rappers because it's so many stars in here that, you know, probably ain't even going to go get close to that level, you know, but they stars for real. Like, a lot of us is stuck in that same level of music that ain't really going nowhere. So I had to straight think past all of that. And, but St. Louis is full of talent. It's full of talent. It's just not a lot of people focused in on that. You know,
right. What's part of, just a few more questions. What's some of the significance about your artistry? Like, what makes your rapping significant? Like, what's some of your advantages that you bring to the game?
I like to bring that bold honesty vibe going on. Like, I want to say things that might not be cool to people, but I know it's some real stuff, and I know at least one person gonna relate to this, like out of a whole crowd, like, and they gonna really feel this. And I say that just because I know nobody else say it. Like, I say stuff like that because I know it hit points that people don't hit. Like, I be talking about real taboo stuff, like, but it be the brutal honesty, and I come at it with that way and that manner on whatever I'm talking about.
What's one thing about you people say, you know what, I love that about Tez? What's one, I know you got a lot of good qualities, man, but what's one thing about you people say, I love that about Tez?
My personality. I'm a cool person, like, being around, like, people don't know me, they don't really know, but I'm a cool person, you know. I'm a real laid back, funny dude. Like, I like laughing and joking and kicking it, you know?
When you think about this music game, and it's so cutthroat, 90% business, 10% music, I always tell people that, like, what type of, I know you want to do more than music, but what's some of your business aspirations in this game?
Making beats, making merchandise. There's a lot of ways I want to go in this game, but my main thing is trying to branch off in other areas as well, like start workout. I want to do little workout things.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Once people go to your streaming profile on Tidal, Spotify, Apple, if they want to listen to one song right now, what song would you want them to listen to?
Oh, man, play that What You Doing, WYD. That What You Doing, that's going to get you right, whatever mood you in.
And spell out your name phonetically so people can follow, so people can pull you up on streaming platforms. Spell your name out, your artist name out.
I pronounce Tez Foes, T-E-Z-Z, the number 4, O-E-Z.
Say it one more time for him.
T-E-Z-Z, 4, O-E-Z.
What have you enjoyed the most about working with Radio Pusher so far and being on this podcast today, family?
Man, the readiness and the willingness, you know, to put your neck out on the line for somebody, you know, and really lock in with the vision. Like, Radio Pusher.
I'm sorry, man, your phone went out. Can you say it again? Your phone went out.
Your push is really lock in with the vision that you have, and it's important as an artist to have real players on your team. It's important because, like, they told me this, like, we going against teams, so you really gonna have to have a strong foundation in your team, and that they are it for real.
How much have you enjoyed the podcast today, bro?
Oh man, it's a good experience. Good experience. Love. It's the holidays. And start my day off right.
Just so you know, the Music Hypebeast in the top 100 on Apple Podcasts. So if you open up that, if you download the Apple Podcast app and click on the browse button at the bottom, and in the upper right hand corner, click on category, select music. We're one of the top 100 podcasts in the music division, man. So you're on a big platform. We do like 10,000 listeners a week on this platform. So a lot of people going to hear this, bro.
Oh, man. Okay.
So I sent you the link. You already got it. I sent the link to your phone, man. But, you know, if 99% of artists don't get a chance to interview on a high-ranking traffic podcast like this, you feel what I'm saying? But we do this because we want artists' voices to really be heard. You feel me?
Right.
I thank you for trusting the process. I thank you for being on here, man. It's an honor and a privilege to be in partnership with your brand. Keep promoting it. Get people to to request your song, man, because you one of the top requested songs on the radio station. I already showed you that.
I bet.
With the track We Won, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's the record we got clean for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
So we in there like swim now, man. Any final shout-outs you want to give to anybody?
Man, shout out to the family, man. That's it. The family, and that's it. That's all.
All right, you got it, people. And give out your artist name one more time.
Tez Foes, T-E-Z-Z, 4-O-E-Z.
All right, people, you heard it here, right here. We in the building. The Music Hypebeast Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple and also to support the podcast via donations. Appreciate it, man. Tez, good looking. Talk to you soon, bro. Don't forget to hit that red button so you can leave. Don't forget to hit the red button. Appreciate it. Peace and love.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.